The Big Ten did announce today their Big Ten schedules and their scheduling format for 2024 and 2025. Yeah. And as part of this, they've announced their protected rivalries, which are rivalries that will play
every year.
Every year. And there is a noticeable omission for Ohio State. Actually, I guess you could say two noticeable omissions for Ohio State. Michigan is there.
Michigan will be Ohio State's protected rivalry game.
But that means Michigan State and Penn State will not be. Thoughts?
So, to me, it's kind of crazy. I mean, here's the protected games for those who are just tuning in. Michigan, Ohio State, of course, protected. UCLA, USC, Minnesota, Wisconsin, Indiana, Purdue, Michigan State, Michigan, Iowa, Minnesota. Who cares about that game? Illinois, Northwestern, Iowa, Nebraska. Who cares about that game? Maryland, Rutgers, Iowa, Wisconsin, and Illinois. Iowa's got three protected rivalry games. What the hell are we doing here? Yeah, they can't even score a touchdown.
Gary Barta's last mission is to make sure he has the most protected rivalries in the Big Ten.
Wow.
You pissed a little bit, right?
Yeah, because...
Which one upsets you more?
Penn State.
Why?
Well, I mean, ever since I can remember, I mean, the Big Ten's... Penn State's been the Big Ten, I think, 30 years?
Yeah, it was like 92, 93, right? Yeah.
30 years, yeah. In 2025, Ohio State will not play Penn State for the first time in 30 years.
So Keith is kind of our resident college football expert.
Yeah.
How were these determined? Or like, did was this decided by schools, just by the Big Ten, by the commissioner?
I think it was by the conference, but here's the thing. Like, obviously, you guys mentioned Michigan has Ohio State and Michigan State, so they're natural rivalries. Ohio State could have very well had Penn State. I think what the Big Ten's saying here is, we want to free you guys up to play more of the Big Ten opponents, USC's and UCLA's on a regular basis.
So this is also more about
it's
the money. Power.
It's about money. It's about better matchups.
The power of Ohio State's
brand. And I think there's maybe some strategy behind the fact that you want to try and get more teams in the playoff.
So how is this, with this new expanded conference, what is this going to mean for the Big Ten title game? Is it just the two best teams with the best...
Yeah, no conference.
Okay,
no,
so we could see Ohio State, Penn State.
Yeah, the good part about this is divisions are eliminated. Okay. Like, thank God. That was well overdue.
I'm all for whatever's best for the Ohio State brand. This feels better for the Big Ten brand, maybe at the expense of the Ohio State brand.
Oh, there's no question. To me.
Well, okay.
It's just about money, man. Yeah. Like, it's about creating these matchups where you've got, UCLA playing. I think UCLA and USC in the first 2 years of this new contract, 2024, 2025, will play every Big Ten opponent.
Yeah, that makes sense. And specifically, Ohio State and USC, or Ohio State and UCLA playing each other a lot, makes sense to me because...
Penn State has no annual protected opponents.
Yeah, I think that's insane. It's insane to me that they have none and Iowa has three. And as you mentioned, they're pretty soft. Like, Iowa-Wisconsin makes sense to me. Iowa-Nebraska?
That's kind of meh.
Actually, the most meh is Iowa-Minnesota, the first one. Yeah. Yeah. But, like, let's see here. Maryland has Rutgers. Ah, man, glad we protected that rivalry. What would we have done if not for that... Protecting that Maryland.
That's the rivalry game of the two schools nobody wants in the Big Ten.
First of all, Rutgers should have nobody.
No.
I agree. Rutgers' rivalry is their own irrelevance. That's the greatest rivalry Rutgers football has.
It's just bizarre to me.
So I had said something.
Got me fired up a little bit.
I had said something 2 seconds ago that was not correct. I had said it's for the betterment of the Big Ten and for... Maybe to the detriment of Ohio State. I think it's more to the detriment of Ohio State's natural rivalries.
And yeah, I mean, I'm so used to... Well, here's the thing. The Big Ten, as we know it, is officially over.
Mm-hmm.
You're adding two teams from California.
Yeah.
Okay? You're taking away natural rivalries in Michigan State and Penn State from Ohio State. Those are games that, like, in November or October... are very meaningful games.
Yes.
A lot of times decides the conference.
Yeah. Yeah, no, I think you're fair. Now, are you upset that the Big Ten as we know it is over?
I mean, yeah, in some ways, but I mean, I get it because I, you know, obviously work in the industry, I get this is about money. It's about TV dollars. It's about, you know, expanding the brand of college football. College football playoff is expanding. So, like, we know where it's headed.
Mm-hmm.
It's a freight train that we can't stop.
You know what I think is interesting about it? Two of the three principal parties that made USC and UCLA to the Big Ten happen are no longer in their position.
Kevin Warren
to the Chicago Bears. Yeah. And isn't it Mike Bone just got forced out at USC? Their athletic director.
Yeah, their AD.
I just think that's really interesting. I guess my thing is, I agree with you. The Big Ten, as we know it, is deceased. And I think if we all accept that, I think the best thing you could do is be on the offensive when it comes to conference realignment.
And listen, I never really cared all that much about some of the other opponents that Ohio State would play or we'd play or whatever, but I did care about Michigan, Michigan State, Penn State.
Yeah, and Penn State matters because, like, their kids at Medina and at Wadsworth, Bobby Jones going to Penn State.
My brother played there.
Your brother going there. The Drew Aller kid that just went from, was it Buckeye or Highland?
The quarterback?
He was in Medina.
Medina. He's in Medina, yeah.
So he went there. So, like, that's actually a pretty fierce Ohio, like, recruiting battle is with Penn State.
Dude, I had so many great battles with those guys. And this even goes back to high school when the Ohio-Pennsylvania Big 33 game was played. It was the longest running high school all-star game. They don't do it anymore now. But, I mean, it developed the rivalry for border states, mm-hmm. right? And both schools are tremendous football programs.
You know what else? It also takes off one of the true bucket list places on Ohio State, like going to Happy Valley.
Oh, dude.
And by the way, I would assume, and this is an assumption, I'm not a Penn State booster, I would assume that they feel the same way about going to the Horseshoe.
100%.
So,
and guess what? Penn State needs to play Ohio State. They need those wins.
I hope. So I mentioned something a few minutes ago that I think I want to get back to. I hope that this Big Ten commissioner has bigger stones than Kevin Warren. And you might think, well, he added USC and UCLA. That's got to take pretty big stones. Yeah, it was in reaction to Texas and Oklahoma going to the SEC. Yeah. The Big Ten needed to respond. But, like, right now, Greg Sankey just said the other day, and I can't remember where – it was literally yesterday, I think. I can't remember where it was. But Greg Sankey was like, yeah, conference realignment this round is over for now. And by the way, that's one of the two guys that has the kind of power in college football to make that statement and make it mean something. The other is the Big Ten commissioner. So I think if we can assume that this round is over for them,
It's over for them, but I'm telling you what, let's see what happens with Dion in Colorado.
Yep.
And Oregon.
Yep.
They are looking to join the Big 12.
And I think that last one is the one that you've got to try and sway your way.
Pac-12 is a mess right now because they've got 1 year left on their TV deal. Mm-hmm. They've got no guarantees going forward because the Pac-12 network is going away.
Yep.
We at ESPN have contracted with them, but, like, they got to re-up. They got to figure that whole thing out. Like, there's so many moving parts here. But listen, NBC, CBS, and Fox paid billions of dollars for these contracts. And so they want the best matchups. They're going to get games that have 10 to 12 million viewers.
Yep. And I think, one, by the way, it makes total sense that the Big 12 is the conference right now that is, and I actually give them credit, they've gone from being the conference that got swallowed up and damn near lost in the abyss, downgraded, and they added four good schools in Cincinnati amongst the others that stabilized, and now they're going big fish hunting. And I think there's a little hubris from Ohio State's side of things. Like, you have to prove to us that you're worthy of being here. And I guess my response would be you have a chance here to own basketball and football. If you went on the offensive and added North Carolina and Duke, alongside all the other prospects, or all the other schools you added, including UCLA, now you're starting to compete truly iconic program-wise with the Big 12, with the other elite basketball conferences. Not just that, in terms of football. Like, one, I know this is going to be unpopular. You should kick Maryland and Rutgers out and say, see ya. They bring nothing to the conference.
They bring nothing. I mean, I guess Maryland's decent in hoops sometimes, right?
That's fair. Maryland probably is less
than. And there's other sports that matter. Like, Maryland's a great lacrosse program. Mm-hmm. I mean, there's other things that matter, but it's not like high revenue sports, right?
Yes. And I've said this for a while, and I know, like, I'm sure that there's a number limit that you want of schools to join the Big Ten because, you know, we're starting to talk about revenue sharing. And there is a delicate balance. So I'm kind of throwing caution to the wind by saying this. Oregon, Washington, come on down. North Carolina, Duke, Miami, Florida State, come on down. You add those programs that I just said, and all of a sudden you actually do have a football program that won't be 1B, you know, the second banana to the SEC. But it's just who has the cojones. Because I agree with you. Like, listen, I'll be honest with you. There are going to be parts of this you and I don't like because the Big Ten that we know and loved and grew up with died. But if we're going to have to deal with the stuff we don't like, go out there. Put it out there. Do your thing. Subtract Rutgers. Add schools that matter. Because you can't, once you get down the road 10 years from now, cutting those programs or adding those programs is going to get tougher and tougher. Oh, and by the way, the Big 12 isn't going to stop.
No, Big 12, they're going to be damn good. I mean, I know they're losing Texas and Oklahoma.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, you add Cincinnati, that's a damn good program.
Yep.
You add UCF.
Mm-hmm.
Who else did they add?
And BYU. There's one other school.
Yeah. I mean, it's going to be a damn good conference. Pac-12 is going to be left in the dust.
I kind of wonder what, I truly do wonder what the SEC's next move is, though.
Houston was the other school.
Oh, Houston. Thank you.
Another Texas school. That's why we forgot about it. Ah, the seventh Texas school. Yes. That is the one that fascinates me the most is the SEC. Because if they add Miami and Florida State, I think it's a real, here's the thing. I don't understand how you're the Big Ten and you don't covet the markets that the ACC offers you, specifically Miami. Maybe not Florida State, but Florida State's just a program that if you could add Florida State to the Big Ten, that is a huge feather in the cap, both basketball, that's with what Leonard Hamilton's done the last 20 years, and football. But like North Carolina and Duke, that's pretty much the entire South.
The ACC, they're in a bit of a conundrum too.
Whoever cracks that nut is going to get a lot of money. Whoever finally convinces those schools, just two of them, whoever pries the first two schools of their choosing from the ACC, I'm talking about power conferences, not if like, hey, the Sun Belt Conference got Georgia Tech to join. I'm talking about the Power Five. Whoever of the big conferences gets the first meat off the bone of the ACC is going to have a real chance. 216-474-0092. Ohio State has one protected rivalry. It is Michigan. No Penn State, no Michigan State. Do you have a problem with that? Mr. Buckeye, Dustin Fox has a problem with that. And alien invasion.
I wouldn't call it a problem. I would call it...
Oh, you got fiery.
Yeah, I'm
fired. You're a little pissed.
It's disappointing.
Ooh, that's worse. Your dad was mad at you. It was okay. Your dad was disappointed in you, and man, it got real.